Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone, so everyone tune in. This is an important, this is about something. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Comedian Organic OK, and this is his show. You are listening to Comedian Organic OK.
Yeah, this is Comedian Organic OK. I say thank you to my co-host, Talk Dude. How's it going with you this afternoon?
It's going all right. It's going all right.
So, well, technically it's evening time. Technically it's night time. Well, man, where are the times on you? What are you happening? Yeah, so, we're Comedian Organic OK, and the show is called Comedian Organic OK. Yeah, I think I can remember that name. This is my name, for the most part. But I technically go by Organic OK. You know, but, you know, my OK is O, period, K, period. Yes, that's me. So, today, this is the actual platform for today. For those out there that are looking to possibly have someone, as I do, come to your business, interview with regards to some topics that I select for that day. And for the most part, we discuss these things. All right, Mr. Talk Dude?
That's absolutely 1,000% right. That is total authenticity, what you're talking about right there.
Yeah, so one of the things we have to get into understanding, right? We need some adjustments that happens at the time that we're doing it, right? What I'm saying to you is, like, for example, if I'm coming out, for example, coming out to an actual business, and it's, you know, maybe not a state, you know, a city, whatever the case may be, that is agreeable, right? There are some things that will be adjusted because, for example, makes sense. So I'm coming to the town, depending on what part, you know, part of the nation we're in, the time zone, there's some things that have to be looked at, right? Say, if I have the time and I agree to it based on my time, I may not physically be able to come to actual facility based on what part of the town that's located in. They'll tell you these things. Sometimes when you come into somewhere and where you're located, right? It may be 100 miles, 200 miles from where you're located, right? It just depends on the area you were in the state, right? But not tell you what city it is located, what town is located, any state you want to be in. You tell them, oh, I'm over here, and I'm over here. That's what it is, by the way, when you come over here. Now, we got to look at these things. So, if time is a factor, right? You have to look at this. If it takes us so many hours to travel a mile, based on, you know, these things that are set in place, we may not even be able to come to the thousand at the time, based on the ability, based on for the most part, I like to get to places, you know, and do the interviews if these are the things that I have at the time, based on the engagement that I have. So that's the key thing. So, you know, planning things all ahead of time is important for me to make sure that, you know, we're not crossing time, not crossing obligations, keeping things organic, keep the experience healthy, keep the relationship clear, that's the important thing because, you know, do you like personally, as a business, no one likes someone to stand them up, right? Regardless, big or small, you know what I mean? Even if you can make adjustments, you can change time, change day. It just, you know what I mean? Like, as a person, you want someone to stay responsible on their time and things of that nature. Now, if things change, that is out of a control, accidents happen on freeways. It's a lot of variables, right? So when these things are so locked in, you know, people, I mean, and you got to realize, too, appreciating this opportunity, right? You gotta appreciate the opportunity that you get because if someone wants you to come out and allowing you to complement their business, complement their platform with the actual ability you have to respond to the people, that's important to have that presence there. I'd like to say to all those future
ventures that we're able to connect and possibly work with in the future organically. I just say I appreciate this experience, organic. And, you know, business, you are saying business is business, but business have different levels of appreciation that we got to make, got to keep some, you know, they call it, you know, it's a word we always like to, you know, we would like to forget, right? It's no, you know, it's, you got to have some kind of business, you know, ethical, you know, some people, you know, they don't want to do that, right? They try to act like, you know, I got to be, you know, I was raised this way and I, you know, being upfront, man, that's some, you know, that's some cross-contamination bias stuff, right? Because anybody, for the most part, can be nice to you beyond the culture fabric, right? And I think in business, we try to make things be so culturally dividing, so, you know, polluted, you know, and it's like, who really would care about your culture, whatever you're dealing with, if you're, you know, trying to throw war at them? Under those things, under the government factor, right? Under the government, under the propaganda that's in place for those governments, for those political platforms to exist, right? So you're throwing that at somebody. You don't own that, right? You don't own the government, right? Well, how many people do you deal with that owns the government, right? Who owns the actual city? Who owns the state? Who owns those platforms as you operate with these people? You're like, you don't own these entities, right? Mm-hmm. And people normally that have that level of access, they normally operate under what you think they operate under, right? So you got these kind of, you know, call these the percentage of people that throw you under systems that tell you where I came from this part of the world, I came from this part of the system where we struggled. So that person try to give you the impression, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to give you the impression label-wise. They give you an impression that whatever you experience in your life, that's not a bad experience. My experience is bad, and you had it easy. So I'm just going to take advantage of you, kind of like a bully. I'm going to take advantage of you and use all these things that make you feel, you know, uncomfortable and feel like, you know, like it's like mostly cross-contaminated seasick, right? So all the things that it still be stable, it's unstable because anytime anybody uses something, and every time it's telling you, oh, this is my experience, and it just divide you in a toxic setting, it's not really a healthy experience for anyone that's trying to engage you, right? So even if you're, you know, you're doing these things in business, you shouldn't have to be, you know, undermined in inappropriate behavior because someone from regardless of what part of the world they come from, right? Sir, I asked you one time only. Breathing on the phone is inappropriate.
Okay, fine. I keep forgetting this is radio.
Yes. So let's move on, everyone. So it's so important as we move on and, you know, like what some of the things that I do, just to give you a little insight, like I've been going around the nation, you know, as I do volunteering and I clean up illegal dumping, right? So what does that mean for someone to understand what capacity of cleaning up illegal dumping that I engage in, right? So say, for example, someone drop a couch on the side of the road, somebody drop a refrigerator, someone drop a stove, you know, those things that I, you know, a mattress someone drop, I engage in cleaning those things up where I do that where it's needed, right, for the most part. Now, I do these things. I've been going all around doing these things. Now, what does it come down to? It comes down to a couple of factors, right? It comes down to the time and the actual date, the actual weather condition, actual what state, what, you know, it's a lot of factors. I understand what I'm going to. Now, would I be technically able to, I'm not going to give you all my scheduling, you know, because basically that chain varies, right? So if you, as the city, the state, and the community want me to come and accommodate the cleaning platform to clean in the area and clean some things, that can be possibly arranged. But it's a base on some factors, right? Now, technically, I've had issues with the platform or, you know, with the website. So what we're going to look at over, we definitely, before we get out of this month in June, the platform of the website will be available so you can have some idea on, you know, scheduling the date and, you know, based on the scheduling, scheduling of the actual cleanup, that's what we like to do. So everywhere we want to go, for the most part, based on the scheduling, is like to, you know, my thing is what I specialize in is stand-up comedy. I specialize in, you know, motivating in that capacity. That's what I specialize in. And so those things I like to, you know, complement as I come to a city or a town. I'm not looking for so much of coming to a venue and, you know, bringing some I would call it like karaoke comedy, open mic comedy, and to do some open mic comedy, entertain someone. To me and to those that have been doing comedy for several years, and, you know, building craft and building, you know, these things that fit together, right? It's so important that as we talk about quantity, quality, and these things that to, you know, utilize, right? So the only thing I concerned about, because I've did it so many times, remember, this is one of the things I always wanted to say. I remember one time, this was me and comedian talk dude, you know, and it was a total of four of us, right? So we had a platform where it was October's International Disabled Awareness Month. So the thing was, you know, contributing, you know, October, and this year we'll be doing 63 comedy shows this October. That's the plan based on if you're allowed to, you know, engage facilities, but that's the platform. So the thing is, when you try to engage things, this is what everybody wants you to do. You got to go out there and do everything free, right? Everything
right.
Free. And once you start, it's like you start hearing all these boogeyman stories. You start freeing, you start hearing people say, man, you don't do that much free stuff, because what happens if you do things so much free, guess what happens? You get burnt out, and guess what happens? You create the energy of free, and you realize it's always somebody trying to freely take advantage of something that it could be just taking you, your life. You know, it could be taking your life capacity. Imagine if you're spending all this time doing free, people would never think you're supposed to get paid. And then the things that you're trying to get paid for, people won't value that. They're like, oh, no, that's old news. Like, what you talking about? Yeah, like, what you talking about? Somebody's doing something better than that, so you're not supposed to get paid for it. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's cool. Just keep the free stuff going, man. It's fine. It's free. Just keep it free. Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about eating anything like that, man. Because then people, if you're trying to get free, they'll make it feel like you're begging from them just to try to survive. Thing is about doing this, if you become desperate and want people to do the things you think is valuable, it's almost like you're illegally dumping in their finances. Hold on a second. Are you dumping your problems of wanting money out of my pocket? You know, what's going on, talk dude?
I was just like, damn, I was thinking. So I wanted to ask you basically what it's like. You've been going around touring this entire planet. You're on tour, basically, in a way, cleaning up the streets in Philadelphia. But what is that like? I was going to ask. How is it? And the thing is,
imagine... You know that we have a complete thing that we're going to release projects. So you start giving people these questions that they're not thinking about. People are thinking about that. You're kind of undermining what you're doing in the process. So everything, like, if you're interviewing a person about a movie, and they're marketing a movie, depending on if it's time, because everything is not, it's a time factor. And once you understand the time factor, you understand everything got a capsule, right? Like a pre-release capsule. And when you start releasing stuff before it's time, then you give away too many things that people don't care about that. They just want the information, right? So if you start saying, well, this is that, it's like, oh, what? And you start stepping your own toes, right? So that's the thing I'm saying. You know, you start saying, I'm going around here and there, you know. Think about this. Let's be clear, right?
COVID-19, so I don't want to condition people to see I'm traveling. I'm not traveling like that because of COVID. I'm not trying to interact with that capacity of people that I would be interacting with, right?
So that's the thing. You got to stop talking like that, because you're like some kind of advertisement that is inaccurate and giving people don't care if stuff is true. They start running with it and they start giving bad information. And it's so important that we got to be more consistent and accurate. That's what we got to take the time to do it right, understand what we're doing.
You know, that's important. Right now, we at 7:15 p.m. You're listening to the comedian guy right here. And now, Organic OK. And I got my co-host right here. His name is Talk Dude. And he's concerned. He's like traveling and going to some places. And,
you know, it's a step to that. You know, this is doing. It's almost like sitting in front of the corner store and got a guy, got a woman, got a person that's talking about, you know, serial. I call it serial conversational, like debating their own being of succeeding. You see so many people that's out here, man, got so many amazing conversation pieces, and. Well, they're not even getting anything that's worth the actual time that they're really worth. And to create that same behavior where the world and nation that collectively, the world is going to think you are as good as the world, right? So the world collectively ain't thinking, oh, you're not nothing compared to me as the collective group of where people are commenting, who they communicating with. People say, well, you're not even the average. I mean, you're this, you're below this, right? Think about how many people, that's people thought was below average, and then when they get to the, you know, the ability of the person, this person blows up better than everybody can ever imagine collectively. So it's something that one of the things that people tend to have me do. That's one of the things I tell people, because I deal with a lot of different types of people just in general communicating, and this is one of the things. Like, communicate with younger people. As I was a younger person, I didn't really hang around a lot of younger people. Really, a little bit of here and there. Now, older I got, I don't really want to hang around young people, because as I see it, man, I just see people and their intentions different, right? So I know how I think, and I know how I interact with people. It's a difference from, you know, engagement with people, but this is the thing. I see so many people, as I go outside, you know one of the things people tell me all the time? It is, they think that I'm a problem because of how my head's shaped, right?